We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line is Buffalo Common Council member David Rivera. We're talking about the snow removal problem in the city. Over a week after a major snowstorm hit all of Western New York, many in the city of Buffalo still talking about how that could be better handled. David, thanks for being with us this morning. I think first and foremost, and something the council addressed this week, what a lot of city residents are hoping for is that this doesn't just kind of go away with the snow, so to speak, that we remember, oh yeah, there is a problem here for the next time that we do kind of need to look at. And are you hearing the same thing? Like, hey, don't forget about this snow cleanup just because it might have been cleaned up a week and a half later?
Absolutely. We heard from the residents and our constituents, and we all watched the city struggle with clearing the snow in different parts of the city. And we received a number of emails and texts and suggestions and options from the residents. So we filed a resolution asking the Commissioner of Public Works to come down at our community development meeting this Tuesday to discuss the snow removal and perhaps offer him some suggestions on behalf of the residents. The residents want to help as well. I mean, they're just not pointing a finger. A lot of the residents were former city officials and people that live in the district and throughout the city that want to help the city. And they're saying, hey, we have some suggestions, things that were done in the past, and, you know, perhaps better practices to remove snow, especially on the side streets. I think that's where we saw the city struggle the most, were on the side streets. The primary streets and the secondary streets look pretty good, but the side streets were in very poor condition. And I know the Public Works Department had all their equipment out there, 30 to 40 pieces of equipment and manpower. You know, it's 2 feet of snow or almost 2 feet of snow that came on the city within 2 days. And we can see that they were struggling, especially in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, the on-street parking kind of really the biggest part of the problem here. And so many of the equipment, the pieces of equipment couldn't get down some streets. Has there been anything mentioned to you, David, that could, you know, help solve this problem?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had some constituents in Elmwood Village give some good suggestions. And, you know, we need to plow curb to curb. If you don't plow curb to curb, it narrows the drive lane in the middle, and it makes it difficult for plows, sanitation trucks, emergency vehicles, and school buses to get through. So the suggestions they offered was to use city-owned lots and work with big institutions that have big lots and kind of give advance notice. Look, if there's a snowstorm, park on these lots. We want to clear those side streets. It's very important. We had emergency vehicles needing to get through side streets, and they couldn't do it because I received the call myself, and I called Public Works because an ambulance had a difficult time going down the street. And thank goodness, Deputy Commissioner took care of it within minutes after we called, and they were able to clear out that street. The residents got right back to me immediately afterwards and said, David, they came through. So we're grateful to Public Works, where we were able to identify streets that needed immediate attention in terms of snow removal so vehicles can pass. They were very responsive. But we need to do more in terms of preparing for the snowstorms. And I think working with colleges and and working with institutions like Klein Hands and Duville College and Bus State, they have huge parking lots and city-owned lots, and even lots where the city charge, we should be able to waive those charges and allow people to park on those lots.
I'm, you know, wondering, I don't know if this is a fair question for you, if it's better suited for somebody at DPW, but, you know, just from a remedial understanding of it, it seems like there should be a goal, right, of, you know, we should have enough equipment and capability, you know, assuming that all the streets are cleared, which would be another issue, right, of cars, I mean. We should have the ability to pass and clear every street in Buffalo in, you know, what time frame? Is that 12 hours? Is it as much as 24? That seems like that would take too long, you know, to help some of the problems that we have. Is it 10 hours? Should there be a goal like that that's stated? And then once that goal is stated, okay, what do we need to do to meet it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was longer than that. I think it was 72 hours that some folks had to wait to get their streets plowed. They were digging themselves out. I know because I've actually witnessed it, even on my own block and blocks where I was stuck. Absolutely, we need to have a shorter period of time. If we need additional resources, additional manpower, let's have that conversation. That's what the meeting is for. So we can talk to Public Works Commissioner and his people, his administrative staff. Look at what is it we need so this doesn't happen again. We just want to make sure that we're of help. And I know the residents want to be of help because they were out there themselves. I mean, I saw residents helping each other, clearing, you know, the sidewalks and helping people dig themselves out. And the fire hydrants as well. I mean, they were clearing up fire hydrants on the corners. I mean, we want to make sure that those things are taken care of. Remove the snow, make sure the fire hydrants are free from snow, and if there's an emergency, the fire department can get to them. And I'm sure they have a plan to deal with fire hydrants, but we want to talk about that as well, making sure that we're actually implementing the plan that they have. And if we can improve upon the plan, I think the commissioner and the department will be open to ideas and suggestions. Many of the good ideas and suggestions actually come out from City Hall as well, outside of City Hall. And so we're going to listen to the general public, and we invite their suggestions and ideas, and we'll present them to the commissioner and see how if they decide to implement some of those ideas.
What sounds like a good target for you? I mean, is it 12 hours to say that we should be able to pass through every street in Buffalo within 12 hours? I mean, should that be the goal, knowing that, you know, hey, we could be hit by a foot or two of snow in a day's time?
I think you set a goal and you work hard to get to that. I mean, if it's 12 hours, depending on the snowfall and the snowstorm, how severe it is, there's a lot of factors that, you know, we can't control. But the goal should be to remove the snow as quickly as possible, especially after the primary and secondary streets. You know, it's the neighborhood. I mean, kids have to walk to the corners. They have to walk over snow mounds. And sometimes they go onto the street. Now, we also ask the public to clear the front of their homes, make sure they're clear so kids can get down the street to get to the corners to catch the buses. We want to make sure we do our part, but the city needs to have a better plan. We saw them struggle this time around, and we want to make sure it doesn't happen in the future.
What about smaller plows to get down some of those narrow streets? Does the city own them? Do they have enough?
I've heard the commissioner speak about the snow plows, and I do believe they have them. And you're right, there are some very narrow streets in the Cottage District and the lower parts of the West Side and different parts of the city. And when it snows, the streets become even more narrow, making it almost impossible to get through. So we do need those types of equipment to make sure that we can deal with the small streets and the narrow streets.
David, thanks for the time, and we'll be looking forward to any updates. David Rivera is a member of the Buffalo Common Council, joining us live, revisiting those snow removal efforts about a week and a half after that major storm hit Western New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.